The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
Hammer and Nigel.
Can you believe these characters are weirdos?
So let's rock it!
Hammer, I don't know about you. I'm still trying to process exactly what happened at the gas station on Keystone Avenue where two cars had been in an accident and pulled into the gas station to exchange information. And then another car pulls into the gas station and the driver began firing shots. And then one of those shots, a stray bullet, goes across the street into Sullivan Hardware. Severely injuring an employee there at 71st and Keystone.
The guy gets out of the car and is firing shots down the street. Like, it's bizarre. If you watch the video, the guy gets out of the car and is firing, it looks like, shots down the street. Allison, you have a little gig that you do with Sullivan Hardware. So first of all, have you had a chance to speak to Pat, and how is Pat and Denny?
Yeah, so I've spoken to Pat just via text, and I think he's just devastated and heartbroken, as the rest of the family and honestly the whole store. I mean, just, you can't imagine just an employee working, and the craziness to me is it went through the building. So if you're familiar with the property, there is a yellow house in the back of the 71st store, and it's a little gift shop, and that's where a lot of the older ladies work. And one of the older ladies, she was inside at the cash register, and she was minding her own business, doing her work, and it just, a stray bullet grazed her. It's unreal, and I think it's, you know, thoughts are just with her family, and, you know, I know she is going to need some more medical attention in the future, and this week even, and yeah, it's just devastating.
Did you know the woman that was shot?
Yeah, she's a she is one of the she's been there for a while now, and a full-time employee, very sweet older woman. And, you know, I just think back, you know, if that was my mom or my grandma, how appalled I'd be if, you know, they just went into work one day and then I got a phone call.
Doing everything right, showing up to work, you know, making a good living for themselves. Mm-hmm. And this crap happens.
Yeah.
Because Indianapolis clearly is like South Central Los Angeles and Boys in the Hood, where this kind of crap happens all the time. So again, if you get a chance to speak to Pat and all of Pat's friends, I know you work on the Home and Garden Show on the weekend. We texted Pat and the guys yesterday.
Yeah.
They got a lot going on, but again.
And prayers and, you know, thoughts to the employee who is going to be having some major surgery if she hasn't already. They did make an arrest in this.
Yes.
Thank God.
The shooter came back to the scene. Is that what happened, Allison?
Yeah, that's what I've understood from the police reports. He did come back eventually. And I kind of wonder if maybe he realized that he did affect an innocent person and maybe his conscience got to him. I don't know. I'm just glad in that situation he did the right thing, because that usually does not happen.
This is so ridiculous. You've got people just taking their weapons and firing shots down the street. And can we pump the brakes on, well, this is what happens when you have constitutional carry? Because I got news for you. The kind of lunatic that takes part in a shooting like that, where you're just firing random shots down the street, damn the torpedoes of whoever you hit, probably wasn't waiting for the law to change to get their weapon. Because guess what? Shooting somebody is illegal. Attempted murder is illegal. All these things, illegal, but yeah, it's going to be the gun's fault. Watch, I guarantee you, whether it's that rotten-ass Ryan Mears or Joe Hogsett or whoever, City County Council, whoever is involved here, they're going to blame this somehow. The gun magically floated up in the air, landed in the hands of a bad guy, and that's what we need to focus on, instead of the fact we've got these hoodlums running all over the city of Indianapolis. Nigel, you and I had a little text exchange with the FOP president earlier today.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were upset about what's going on, and he made a great point. Like, criminals, they understand the path of least resistance. Indianapolis is the path of least resistance for criminals. They know, even if they get busted, they're going to be right back out on the streets the next day. It's the revolving door. We talk about it time and time again, and again, we don't necessarily have all of the background information on the shooters, the people involved in this, but more often than not, The crime in this city is mugshot on mugshot. And if we can just get a handle on that, a grasp on that, maybe situations like this won't happen anymore.
And it's tough for IMPD because there are a lot of people, witnesses in situations that won't talk because they know the violent criminals that have been arrested are just going to be out the next day because of no bail or low cash bail because of the set policies of, you know, the local judicial system here. And the stuff about the not being able to testify and having to live in those hot spots, those hot spot crime areas where stuff like this happens all the time, not just once in a random while, but you live in some of these neighborhoods that you have to constantly worry about. How many times have we've heard about kids being shot inside their house because of stray bullets?
Right.
Over the past few years. It's sickening. It's disheartening.
And if this city could figure out a way I'm not saying lock everybody up. I'm not saying that at all. But keep violent people with histories, criminal records of being violent, locked up. It's amazing how low the crime numbers would go in this city. But nobody wants to do that because a lot of these people are probably Joe Hogsett voters, Ryan Mears voters. It's disgusting and it's gross. And again, this is an election year in Indianapolis. So if anybody, a Republican or a Democrat, actually wants to act like an adult and talk about the crime situation and have a plan in place, by all means, put that out there, spread the word, because Rob Kendall said this earlier today. Indianapolis cannot handle four more years of the gruesome twosome of Joe Hogsett and Ryan Mears. Man.